Charlie Baker has long been one of the nation's most popular governors, but the moderate Republican faces growing resistance from conservatives inside his own party in Massachusetts. One of the biggest engines behind this movement is an auto parts magnate from North Central Mass. WBUR's Steve Brown has more.
1A Auto Parts CEO Rick Green beams with pride as he shows off his massive distribution center in Littleton. It's one of four giant warehouses 1A Auto Parts operates around the country to serve do-it-yourselfers.
Yeah, so this is our essentially our Northeast Fulfillment Center. I think it's 140,000 square feet.
Green and his younger brother started 1A in a Pepperell garage 22 years ago. Today, the online retailer says it has more than 500 employees and hundreds of millions of dollars in annual sales. Here at the warehouse, dozens of workers pluck parts off of racks and place them on a slow-moving conveyor belt so they can be shipped to customers all over the country. Headlights, brake pads, fenders, you name it. And for nearly every part, the company offers a video showing customers how to make their own repairs.
And if you ever need parts for your vehicle, you can follow the link down in the description over to 1AAuto.com. Here are the items you'll need for this repair.
We don't just sell auto parts, right? We sell empowerment, right? We're enabling folks who otherwise wouldn't even consider to do the repair to do it themselves.
Green has a similar approach to politics. Like showing customers how to install auto parts, Green also believes he can help inform voters.
Empowering individuals, making sure folks understand that the Republican Party is about free enterprise.
As Green's company has grown, he's poured more of his time and earnings into politics. The 50-year-old founded an advocacy group, Massachusetts Fiscal Alliance, which has regularly attacked progressive politicians and policies. And he made his own bid for Congress in 2018. He lost by a wide margin to Democrat Lori Trahan.
I think pretty much everyone, I ran for Congress, so everybody in the company pretty much knows where I stand.
Green has also become one of the biggest backers of the Massachusetts Republican Party. State political finance records show he and other 1A employees have contributed $88,000 to Republican candidates and the state party over the last decade. Green makes no apologies for encouraging his workers to open their wallets, no matter who they support.
If you believe passionately something different than I do, I will try my best to convince you of, you know, what I believe. But at the same time, I would say, you know what, you should go get involved, even if it's, you know, on the other side of the aisle.
But like many conservatives, Green also has reservations about the state's top Republican, Charlie Baker.
You know, I do think that we need to do more to empower individuals, right? And I just don't think Charlie's going in that direction.
Which brings us back to 1A Auto's inventory. Green has one part you cannot order from his online catalog, a potential replacement for Charlie Baker. Green recently hired former State Representative Jeff Deal as 1A Auto's Director of Business Development. Deal is adored by many conservatives in Massachusetts, and many would love to see him challenge Baker in next year's Republican primary if the governor seeks another term.
Like, if he decides to run, will he have my support? He absolutely will. The only thing is, you know, it'll be, if he wins, I'll be very happy, but at the same time, I'm losing a fantastic business development guy.
Deal unsuccessfully challenged Senator Elizabeth Warren in 2018, and he hasn't said whether he will run for governor. But Deal recently launched a series of YouTube videos showing him driving around the state talking to people in a Ford Bronco, echoing former U.S. Senator Scott Brown's memorable campaign effort in a GMC pickup truck.
I'm starting a blog or a webcast, whatever you want to call it. It's going to be Bay State with a Bronco. I got the Ford Bronco there. I'm going to be traveling around the state talking to important people.
It's not clear who is funding Deal's video campaign, but longtime Republican political strategist Rob Gray doubts Green's support will be enough to unseat Baker.
I don't think that Charlie Baker has to be concerned about it because he's the governor. He has plenty of power. He has huge popularity. If he runs for re-election, I believe he'll get re-elected whether Rick Green wants him to or not.
And Democrats have long complained about Green's nonprofit, the Mass Fiscal Alliance. Though the group says it advocates for transparency in state government, Democrats note Mass Fiscal won't reveal its own donors. Here's Gus Bickford, chairman of the Massachusetts Democratic Party.
Rick Green has been supportive of, frankly, an organization that is cloaked in secrecy for the majority of his political career. So, you know, Rick Green has a bad track record in that area.
Green has had his own complaints about fundraising that generally benefits Democrats. His company waged an unsuccessful court battle a few years ago, arguing it was unconstitutional for Massachusetts to ban private businesses from making campaign donations while allowing unions to make such contributions. The state's Supreme Judicial Court dismissed the case, and the U.S. Supreme Court refused to hear the appeal. Except for Baker, the state's Republican Party hasn't had much more success at the ballot box. Democrats have supermajorities in both houses of the legislature, and every member of the state's congressional delegation is a Democrat. But Green plans to keep fighting to change that.
And so, someone will say something and be like, "Oh, you know, this is hard, or this is difficult, or you know, it's mission impossible." And I say, if it was easy, I wouldn't be interested, you know. And in a way, that the challenge, the fact that it is so lopsided, to me, that's more motivation.
Green says he thinks he just needs to relay the right message to get more Republicans elected in Massachusetts. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown.